And we're just about wrapping it up here. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and this has been live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And with Ben taking the night off and no bands tonight, we've just been playing some music. And we're going to switch on over to Ochre with Funk My Life tonight. And hope everyone has a great weekend and enjoys the sunny weather. Until then, we will meet again.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
And it is now 11 o'clock, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Funk My Life, and this is your host, Ochre. And you can check us out at www.funkmylife.com, and we've got quite a bit of, a house set tonight, mostly. And we're going to start things off with something very groovy and captures the ghost of Michael Jackson, I feel. This is Breakbot's new release, Fantasy, but it's the AB's Return to Disco New York mix. So check this out. We'll be right back.
might understand you by and by. Move on up and keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only scheme, so keep on pushing. Just move on up.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. And the current track that you're listening to is Grem Fonzie's Brazilian. And he's a Serbian DJ who has gone into a foray into Latin-inspired funk music. Usually he does more of a funky house, sampling things like swing music as well. The track before this was Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up, and that's the Eric Cooper vocal remix. That's Eric Cooper, who's an American producer with roots in the early American house scene, so he goes way back into the 70s and 80s. Before that was Classic's new track, Into the Valley, with amazing soulful vocals from Carl Dixon, and that's the Julio Bashmore remix. And Carl Dixon does a fair bit of jazz festivals, it seems. Otherwise, I haven't really heard of him, but I'm gonna definitely have to check more of his stuff out just because of that voice he has. And Julio Bashmore, the person who remixed it, he is a San Francisco house and techno producer. Before that was Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry, except that's a mashup. It takes the vocals of No Woman, No Cry and sets it to instrumentation of Robin Thicke and Mary J. Blige's single Magic, but it's the Moto Blanco remix. So it's a instrumental from a remix plus Bob Marley and the Wailers' vocals all together made into a mashup. And the track we started things off with was Breakbot's Fantasy, and that's the AB's Return to Disco New York. That's all in one breath. That's the AB Return to Disco New York remix, and once again, very, very, very similar to the stuff that Michael Jackson would have sang, so that style of vocals. And when we come back, we're gonna look a little bit at the death of Amy Winehouse and the reaction that the media has garnered towards it, as well as individuals. I mean, especially in the day of social media, everyone has a voice. So here we will first have a announcement.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Yes, indeed. An excellent publication. Something, a publication that I've worked with in the past extensively, actually. Anywho, so this past Saturday, Amy Winehouse passed away at the age of 27. She was a British singer-songwriter who sang R&B, soul, and jazz styles. And we can name her many achievements in an eulogy and say how great she was, but we're not going to do that tonight because this is Funk My Life, and we want to give a little bit of insight. So I feel what I have to say might come across as moralistic, you know, standing on a soapbox, but I feel it's an important message. Soul music and politics are the same thing. American soul music has roots in the gospel songs that black slaves would sing on the plantations, and blues and soul comes from this tradition of expressing emotions from a place of the oppressed. And the golden era of soul music in the 1960s went hand in hand with things like the civil rights movement and the anti-war movement. So even funk music is intertwined with, say, 1970s black exploitation and the ideals of movements like the Black Panthers. Even though, you know, funk music generally can be a lot more apolitical. So outside of the U.S., we've even talked about things like reggae emerging as a result of the decolonization of Jamaica and more modern styles. Last week, we talked about hip-hop and how that came from encouraging youth to make music instead of joining gangs to make ends meet. And so the point is, this show, Funk My Life, is as much about social progression as it is about beautiful music, ideally. That's how I imagine it. And the death of Amy Winehouse is an opportunity to talk about two issues, sexism and the backwards attitude we have towards mental illness. The two issues together gets really ugly because with the sexism, I don't think she gets a break. I read an entry just this past week on a feminist blog called Freudian Slip, and the article was called If My Daddy Thinks I'm Fine, referring to the lyrics of Amy Winehouse's single Rehab. And the entry quotes the organizer of the Glasgow Slut Walk. And if anyone recalls, Vancouver had its own Slut Walk on May 15th, 2 months ago. And the Slut Walk is an event that aims to, say, deconstruct the victim-blaming tendency that happens in sexual assault issues, and more on that as well. I mean, you want to open up certain dialogues. Anyway, so Lindsay, the Glasgow Slut Walk organizer, says this, quote, "Our women artists, when they suffer addiction, mental illness, etc., well, then they're silly whores. They're wasting themselves, but guys, when guys do it, they're tragic figures that you plaster on your walls. Never mind that she obviously never had the support she needed. Never mind that it's pretty clear that her management and record label were more interested in shoving her back on stage to make money than helping her. Never mind that she obviously had a complete waste man of a violent husband who exploited and harmed her. Ha! She was just an addict. What do you expect?" End quote. So, let's make this clear. I have no problems making fun of public figures, especially celebrities, but what I have a problem with is the discrimination we have towards picking on people with, say, diseases and minorities. We have, you know, if we make fun of celebrities, generally, I'm great, okay with that. It's when a woman who has an addiction and a major mental illness, and when she gets picked out in such a fundamentally different way than male performers who have the same thing, it's really disappointing. So for instance, say when Michael Jackson, also a mentally diseased individual who overdosed on propofol, a hospital-grade anesthesia, the outpouring of sympathy was tremendous. But as soon as a female performer with a mental illness goes through a very similar thing, then she is just a cracked-out whore, and the tasteless jokes start rolling in. The counter-argument is that Amy Winehouse hasn't been nearly as accomplished as celebrated figures like Michael Jackson or Kurt Cobain or any of the major male artists like Jimi Hendrix, for instance. I don't know if I agree with that. And even if that was true, it still doesn't justify anything. I think Amy, at her best, has been honestly more talented than Michael at his best. But even if I didn't think so, they're still both artists who really push their own fields. I don't think you can have someone like Adele or Duffy today without Amy Winehouse pushing, revitalizing the soulful pop music that she did. And I think she pushed modern styles of soul music just as much as Michael Jackson did when he was in the Jackson 5. And they were both accomplished artists, but one death was full of reverence and the other was full of crack jokes when, you know, both were really killed by their mental illness and addiction. And here are some facts about her. She was hospitalized in 2007 for an overdose, and she became addicted to drugs again and enrolled in rehab in 2008, but it failed for her. In 2009, she joined a drug replacement program and then developed an addiction to alcohol after that. Lastly, just 2 months ago, she stayed at a recovery clinic. So that's three attempts at rehab and a near-death hospitalization for overdose, which is why it's not really classy to be making fun of her through, you know, say, she should have gone to rehab jokes. And I'll tell you why every single time she kicked one addiction, she turned to another. In an interview with the Album Chart Show on British TV, Amy Winehouse said she was manic depressive and not alcoholic. So she is bipolar. Her failed marriage to a physically abusive husband, and Okay, let's start that again. Her failed marriage was to a physically abusive husband who claims to have introduced her to crack cocaine and heroin in a December 2008 People magazine article. So here's this extremely talented, extremely successful artist with several mental illnesses, including addiction and bipolar manic depressive disorder, whose personal life is ruined by an abusive husband who gets her hooked on drugs. And that's not to say she was completely free of guilt as well, because she certainly was quite violent. But of course, the depressive side of her bipolar illness takes over her life, and she is a deeply hurt individual who probably suffered vast amounts of guilt for thinking that she was responsible for her dying career and her failed marriage. I can guarantee you that she blames herself for that. And no doubt this self-destructive behavior was why she, just as when she would wean herself off of one addiction, she would go on to another. And that's our take-home message. Of course, she was going to look crazy, because no bipolar individual could have recovered from that amount of self-destructive condition in her life. And instead of understanding her illness, the public, and I feel the media, has taken advantage of her addiction and, you know, plastered her on tabloids, and now it's all of a sudden a tragedy. And I hope that through listening to her music, we understand how marginalized mental illness patients are. And it's another social issue that soul music hopefully can confront, especially as the entire world urbanizes and issues like mental illness become a big deal. So Mark Ronson's version of Valerie, which Amy Winehouse sings, is the first time I personally heard her. I was on the road for 2 months during a two-year period of depression that profoundly changed my life, and much for the worse, and some for the better. Deciding to go into music had everything to do with the fact that it was one of the few things that got my mind off of a desire to do self-harm. I felt really alone, and I couldn't really break down or even cry because I just couldn't get out of this sense of self. And when I opted to sit down during my travels and listen to the song Valerie over and over again, it really wasn't just making me feel good, but it allowed me to kind of break out of myself. I felt normal. I felt like I could concentrate. And it's something that's a big deal. And it was to make me feel like a human being. I completely canceled my plans that day and just listened to music all day long. And this song is an upbeat track that at first seems to be about reuniting with a lover and giving it a second chance. But if you listen to it carefully, it's actually about imagining that reunion and living in that fantasy world, which is why all the lyrics are speculations and questions about this constructed object of affection named Valerie. And I think it showcases Amy Winehouse at her absolute best and expressive moment. And Mark Ronson has since then become one of my favorite producers. Of course, this is Funk My Life. We like to find out about source materials. And Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse's recording is not actually the original release. But first, here's my favorite Amy Winehouse song, Amy Winehouse vocal song. This is Valerie.
I was having too much fun.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like your dress. I want to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie.
So much to my surprise, it turns out Valerie is originally a rock and roll song by an English band called the Zootons from their second studio album, Tired of Hanging Out, and it was released in 2006 compared to Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse's version in 2007. And it actually peaked at number 9 on the UK singles charts, which is, once again, surprising because I've never heard of them. It's very much, again, a rock and roll song, which is really cool considering its funky soul jazzy adaptation by Mark Ronson. So here's the original, written and performed by the Zootons from 2006.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water.
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
We're just about 10 to 12 minutes away from the end of the show. And after us is Oral Tentacles with Pierre, and he will take you to the morning. We're currently listening to a remix of Aretha Franklin's hit Rocksteady, and this is a dude named Pico, and he's from Perth, Australia, who runs one of my favorite blogs called Break Links, and that's with a Z at the end. His remix, this is once again a remix of Aretha Franklin's classic, and he produces original funk songs as well, and they'll of course make appearances on future shows. Next up, so the next two songs that I'm going to play is a nice 1990s classic. The track that is coming in is Prass and Old Dirty Bastards' Ghetto Superstar, with vocals provided by MIA. Well, actually, that's not MIA, the British hip-hop artist. It is Mia. And this is the Funk Moguls Refix, which is a bit of an edit, bit of a remix, and it's a free download from the Funk Moguls SoundCloud page. Of course, I talk a lot about using SoundCloud and how great it is to find new music, especially samplings of old tracks. So the Funk Moguls are a duo from the Czech Republic, and the track after this, after Ghetto Superstar, will be Theophilus London's new release, Why Even Try, and that's the RAC remix featuring vocals from Sarah Quinn. Now, Theophilus London is from Brooklyn, and this is the latest from the Remix Artists Collective, better known as RAC, and they're a group of international producers who do catchy pop remixes, often for live indie bands. So they started with, say, The Shins, and now they're remixing things for, once again, Theophilus London, but they've also done things for Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Tokyo Police Club, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Peter Bjorn and John, Temper Trap, Tegan and Sarah, even our own Canadians. And that really is a collective. There's a guy from Portugal, there's a guy from New York, Seattle, and one from the Netherlands, as well as quite a number of others. They're really good because they tend to not cramp the style of the original song. So they keep the melodic instrumentation, and then they just add a bit of subtle layering on top with their own synthesizer work, but it's very subtle. And so they don't overpower the tracks the way that virtually every single house producer tends to. Anyway, Thank you for listening to Funk My Life. If you like what you've been listening to, check us out at www.funkmylife.com. And yeah, listen to our music, download our podcasts, subscribe. And it's the long weekend, so have a safe and happy journey for all you guys. I will be out of town for a little bit. And I will see you all, hopefully see you all next week. There's Shambhala going on, and I know quite a few are music fans, so you might be going to that instead. But for those who are stuck in the city, I will be with you. And of course, if you miss it, funkmylife.com. And you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this has been your host, Ochre. That's like the color, but spelled differently.
Solomon, letting bygone be bygone, and so on and so on. But teach these cats how to live in the ghetto, keeping it retro, respected from the get-go. Lay low, let my mind shine like a halo. For politics with ghetto senators on the D-Lo. While the kids are poor, open doors better trust us. So I became hardcore, couldn't take it no more. I'ma reveal everything, change the law. I find myself walking the streets, trying to find what's really going on.
Now every dog got his day, needless to say. With a chief away, that's when I'm cast when I play. I told you, dance around you fools like Cassius Clay. Stretch my heat and make you do a part of a break. Kick your balls like Pele, think I'm doing ballet. Peak like Dante, broader than Broadway. Get applause like a matador, cry yelling ole. Who the hell wanna see me from BK to ballet?
Why even try?
Just living a lie.
Living a lie. peace out. You're not alone, call my name out. But what if there's no way out? Hello, your words are inaudible. Perception's bad, but I'm calling you. Confusion, and there's no dawn in you. You look spy, I'm honest to you. This letter was written in bitter form, so read carefully, don't get it wrong. See, that's us, but that's gone. The scarecrows in the back lawn. That's another dress, we'll put you back on. I keep it real, it's that long. I picture you at a stick of horns on your head, huh? I picture you at a stick of horns on your head.
Boy, if you think you're special, you're probably not.
Why even try?
Thinking you're special.
Never been
thinking
like
you're fine.